It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. This week we're waking up with politics. We're in the middle of a series of interviews with political candidates in contested races. The discussions air in the Morning Show and on Central Time ahead of the primary vote. That happens in less than 2 weeks. This week, we're bringing you conversations with people who want to be the next Wisconsin state treasurer. What would you like to know about a candidate for state treasurer? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Today, we welcome Cynthia Comp, a Democratic candidate for state treasurer. She's a licensed insurance and finance professional and a business owner. She used to work in communications and community outreach in the Office of State Treasurer. Cynthia, welcome to the Morning Show.
Well, thank you, John. Good morning.
So, why are you running for state treasurer?
Why am I running for state treasurer? This is an office for which I have advocated, nearly a decade as a consultant and director in that office and as a citizen. So, you know, this is what the people deserve. They deserve to have six statewide constitutional offices through which their voices can be heard, including this one. And the state and the voters were very clear in April when they said, no, we will not eliminate this office. It's clear Wisconsin wants and very much deserves an independent financial guardian.
So why is the Office of State Treasurer so important?
Why is it so important? The Office of the State Treasurer serves as the state banker and the state investor. So really what we need to see, and we are not currently seeing in government, is streamlined financial reporting, you know, through one office. So anyone can access that information about the financial state of Wisconsin at any time. And right now, we're not seeing that. Additionally, the state treasurer controls billions of dollars of investments. By constitution, it's supposed to be administering the unclaimed property program. It also sits on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, overseeing more than $1.2 billion in investments there, which directly impact our municipalities, our infrastructure, and our public school system. That's the short list.
So how does your background and experience qualify you for this position?
Sure. I think primarily I served as a director in this office. So while administering and literally having my hands in programs, we set state and national records of performance, meaning the people of Wisconsin were best served under my management in this office. Additionally, I am a business owner, so I understand that component. I'm a lifelong Wisconsinite, born and raised here. I served in media for 22 years all around the state of Wisconsin and for two major networks as a political correspondent. So I'm a longtime trusted and awarded journalist or sharer or reporter of information, specifically on government and waste and fraud. And additionally, I work for one of the oldest female-founded financial firms here in Wisconsin that was dedicated to socially responsible investing long before it was trendy. So I have sort of a unique resume, but I have experience in the office. I have the trust of more than 70% of the communities across Wisconsin already, and I have the licensing, which is a unique qualification in this race and certainly throughout the history of this office.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because as you know, there are two other Democrats who are running for the same office in the primary, Sarah Godlewski and Dawn Marie Sass. How do you position yourself as different from your other Democratic rivals?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I will say this. I like both of them very much. They're both really amazing people. So I think that's the most important thing to say. And I have never, ever in a job interview compared myself to other candidates. What I can say is my experience is standout experience, as are my credentials. So as a director in this office, I wasn't a figurehead. I wasn't just simply overseeing an entire office. I was actually administering programs which did have a marked history of success in serving the people of Wisconsin. In just 2.5 years of my 3.5 years in that office, I personally had a hand in returning more than $100 million of unclaimed property to the people of Wisconsin. And that was through aggressive and targeted outreach, and also aggressive and targeted auditing of businesses holding back money which belonged to people. And then there's the licensing. I am the only candidate in this race, and I believe in the history of this office, to hold the insurance and professional financial licensing. And I think that is, quite frankly, what should be the required credentials for a state banker and state investor.
Whether voters like it or not, this is a partisan position. You're running as a Democrat.
I am.
Does having the D or R after your name really impact how you would operate in this position?
Absolutely not. No. I worked for two Republicans as a Democrat, as a known Democrat, and I am a reputed diplomat. This is an office, while, as you pointed out, a partisan election, that serves all 6 million people of Wisconsin. So, you know, partisan is kind of parked at the door. Partisanship is parked at the door. And service is where you begin once you walk through the doors of the state treasurer's office, as far as I'm concerned.
Some of the duties of the state treasurer have eroded over time.
Yes.
Which duties would you like to see restored to the treasurer's office, and why?
Oh, gosh, so many. First and foremost, the unclaimed property program needs to be transferred back to the state treasurer's office, because in Article 10 of our Constitution, it's complicated and it's intricately intertwined with a number of other things, but our forefathers had the intention this office would oversee, administer, and transfer and invest in and out any monies from the unclaimed property program that is currently being administered over at the Department of Administration, and illegally so because of some complicated legal speak. So that would be the top of the list. We also have the local government investment pool, which serves some 1,200 municipalities around the state. You also have the cash management program, which is essentially the accounts payable program for the state. The state treasurer's signature goes on every state-issued check, and the state treasurer currently doesn't even see the checkbook for the checks it's signing. That's problematic if we are going to truly serve as a financial guardian. But I have a whole list and an entire comprehensive plan on my website, compforstatetreasurer.com. So it's K-A-U-M-P, compforstatetreasurer.com.
How would you secure the authority to handle those restored responsibilities?
How do you secure the authority? Well, that's a really good question. The most likely answer is to work with the legislature on both sides of the aisle, because legislatively, the our elected assembly and senators have the authority to add or reduce duties to this office. I have spoken with leadership on both sides of the aisle, actually prior to stepping into this race, to find out how committed they really were to honoring what the people have said at the polls in April. And straight across the board, I have received the feedback they are committed to restoring duties. So I'm working off of people's word here. I will work with the legislature. That's not uncommon. I had to take over the legislative director duties in this office as our budgets diminished during my tenure there. So these are relationships which are already established. And it has been made clear I'm welcome in all offices to discuss these types of things, as I have in the past. So we're going to work with the legislature. If that doesn't work, there are other means to address legal issues associated with some of the transferring of some of these programs.
Let's talk for just a moment, and we're almost out of time already. Gosh, the clock just goes so fast.
Gosh darn it.
talk a little bit about the role of accountability in this position. How would you hold yourself accountable to the taxpayers of Wisconsin as state treasurer?
Sure. Well, I already did hold myself accountable as the former director of communications and community outreach. As I reminded our staff on a regular basis, we work for the people. So ultimately, transparency, John, is what we need to see. Not only from this office, because it deals with finance, but with our government in general. So really making sure that any information pertaining to the finances of the state are publicly accessible and easily accessible.
And finally, what will voters see in the general election if they select you as the Democratic candidate?
What will they see? They'll see a candidate who always goes high and never goes low. I don't meet people in the weeds. And what they will see is more education than we've already provided. We have a lot of videos on our website and through our social media channels, educating people on the functions of this office and specific programs and plans I have. But what they will see is diplomacy. And what they will see is someone who is dedicated to serving all people in the state of Wisconsin to clean up the financial situation, which is very much needed, John.
All right. That was Cynthia Comp, Democratic primary candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. She faces Sarah Gadlewski and Dawn Marie Sass in the August 14th primary. The winner of that race will be up against a Republican, either Travis Hartwig or Jill Millies. The Ideas Network has interviews with candidates each day until the August primary. We have another discussion later this hour with a candidate for Congress in District 7. Stay tuned for that. Let's find all of our other election and politics coverage at wpr.org/ballot. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson.